we're back with another Black Is 10-minute break. Guest tonight, Ms. Shayna Michelle, one of our site's contributors. Also, Jay Lewis, another contributor and our resident educator. And extra special guest, Mr. John Byrd III, editor-in-chief of Sickly Cat Magazine.
Hello.
Tonight's topic on the table is relationships. That dating game. I just have to say, as the sole married woman at the table, so I can just get this out the way, I am very tired of having to defend marriage. I find myself as a early 30-something,
right,
married and been in the same relationship for the last 10 years. I am constantly having to defend that situation and my choice to my single sisters who no longer believe in this institution. It's like marriage is an archaic thing. And if you do it, it's the end of your life. I keep hearing marriage equals fail. And I'm like, what is this about?
You hear women saying that, really?
Yes, yes. And it is killing me. I get into this conversation so often. And I can pinpoint some of the things that I've heard my sisters say, which make me understand why some of them are single.
Okay.
But I digress.
Like what?
Okay, and Shayna's going to fill me on this. We had this conversation via Twitter. When women say they don't need a man, well, you're not going to get one. And that's just where it's at. And I'm not saying that there's an issue. I understand the reason why women don't want to say it. Because if you never find that person, then you walk around feeling like you're not complete.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But that's one thing that I do know from being in a long-term relationship is that men need to feel that way in order to stick around. If
this
they don't
true.
Feel like they have a purpose and that you can do everything without them, then they're going to ask themselves, then why am I here? Why am I giving her my time? Why am I giving her my money? Why am I doing any of this?
Right.
Yeah. You know, and so that's one of those things that will keep you single.
This is true. Men, we love to feel needed.
Yes.
We that's just what we live for.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be needed. If you don't need us, then we're not going to be wasting our time. And I think a lot of that has to do with our predecessors. There's a lot of men ahead of us that are leaving a lot of these women when they're babies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, their fathers are just gone. So these women they've lived on their own. They've lived without a man in their life. And honestly, they really don't need a man because their mama didn't need a man. They didn't need a man growing up. And they look at you like you're just a, you know.
An accessory.
An accessory, exactly. I don't need you.
Wow.
You know, and that's just a problem.
In terms of marriage, I don't know. I hear it too. And I find myself defending it and I'm not even married. I definitely understand where you're coming from. The way that I see it is it would be nice. If it doesn't happen, I'll be okay.
Okay.
It's not the end of the world if I never get married. So for women who feel like it's never going to happen, I mean, and maybe it won't because I'm the same as you. If you don't think it will happen, it's not going to happen.
Right.
Point blank, period. If you don't open yourself up to the possibility, then you close yourself from it. And I think that that's what a lot of women do.
Mm-hmm.
And then they complain about it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Which
I don't get.
Yeah. And the other thing, John, that I'm hearing that women are saying or actually doing, the sex piece is major.
Right.
And the way that this new dating game seems to be going down, especially with the women who I'm talking to that are 20-somethings, early 30-somethings, it's almost like there is a loss of value in sex.
Mm-hmm.
Head is now equivalent to a kiss.
Oh, right. Exactly.
And so
ain't nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
Head is the equivalent.
That would be Tash Mosley joining us for this part of the conversation.
Right. Thank you.
Right on time.
Yes, you are.
But see, at the same time, guys, be real. If a woman is sucking your dick on day one,
right,
how far are we going in this situation? Does it depend on how good the head is? I mean, if she's a Corinne Steffens, she's a keeper, what are we doing?
I think we need to take away all negative connotations with oral sex. And if
okay.
we did that, then would we really be looking at that as a negative thing on the first date?
Okay.
You know, back in the day, people used to look at a kiss as a negative thing on the first date.
Okay. So we shouldn't even trip off of the oral sex on the first date.
And to piggyback exactly what John said, because women are affected by other women's impression of them.
Mm-hmm.
True.
And so when they hear other women talking about them in, like, you know, a very, what a patronizing way about like what they did on the first date, it creates the issues that we're talking about, like issues of self-worth. I can't live up to the standard, you know. But if all women had sex on the first date, then
I just wonder that though. Be an issue.
This is funny.
I'm laughing,
now,
but he's right.
But wow, Tash.
But I wonder, would you all really have that reaction with a woman who you were dating? Seriously, like, you can say that now in front of the mic. John, you're already married. You found yours. You can say that, Tash. You're
and
single.
She didn't
and
give it up on the first date.
See?
I wouldn't have cut her off, though. I mean, it would have been a
pleasant
surprise.
But you need the chase, though. You do need the chase.
Yeah,
right?
Would you look at
some
her differently?
Some men need the chase. Yeah, other men get turned off by the chase.
It's it depends on how much chasing we're talking about. I think with most men, I think if a woman is constantly available, men get bored. It's like I know she's going to be there. Whatever.
That's not true.
Really?
I don't think so.
Really?
No.
I think the constant game playing is where it gets tired. Like, if you know you've put a man through a lot of hoop jumping and you still are making him jump hoops and it's been months.
Right.
Then that's when they're like, you know what? It's not worth it. I can find a easier situation. But wait. Back to the headpiece. This might be 20 minutes, people. So, you telling me if Mrs. Bird had performed...
Talking about my mama and my wife.
No, your wife. Not Sister Bird. Mrs. Bird. If she had performed that act on date one, I'm going to put out Shayna's question. Would it, even if you wouldn't have stopped dating her, would it have changed how you thought about her?
Only because of my socialization.
Okay. Right. We have to admit, but we live in that world.
Yeah, but that doesn't make it right.
Doesn't make it right, but it makes it what it is. We can't pretend like there are no rules.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think we need to change the rules as a people. Looking out for my younger brothers.
Thank you very much.
Well, it seems like the rules are changing. The game is being played differently. When I talk to some of my single sisters now, how they get down is very different from how I did. And mind you, I've been with the same man since I was 22.
Well, single sisters are what age?
I'm talking 25 plus, between 25 and 35.
I'm curious what Shayna has to say about the whole worth thing, because she, you know, I watched you, right, you know, respond in your head when John was talking and stuff. I really want to know what you have to say about this.
Yes.
Because, yeah.
Self-worth.
Yeah, with regards to as a single woman, I'm a single woman too, and I definitely have something else that I want to add to this, but I watched you like mentally say, oh, I want to make sure, you know, does it have something to do with sisters maintaining their singleness so as not to be seen as the slutty pre-wife?
Yeah, I mean,
you know what I mean?
I think self-worth is something that you just put on.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of women want to put on that they have this high sense of self-worth.
Okay.
And that they're not a slut and they don't want to do those things on the first date, but the fact of the matter is they do.
Okay.
And then you have those women who do it and still want to be respected. And I don't think that there's anything wrong with doing anything on the first date. My thing is, I'm going to do whatever I want to do it. If that's the first date, then that's the first date. If that's the third or the fourth, then so be it. But if that changes how he feels about me, then that's his problem.
Not yours.
I agree.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay. Because I'm the same person.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't changed. And if he can't see that, then that's on him.
Can I jump in on that one? I agree with you so much because I think people, you should be who you are.
Mm.
Like, if you're the kind of person that likes to have a lot of sex and you want to try a dude out, be that person.
Right.
So he doesn't have to find out the hard way down the line. You know, you have to find a person who allows you to be who you want to be.
This is true.
Yeah, that's very true.
And same thing with dudes. Like, you know,
yeah,
you want a guy to be himself, right? You want him
right.
to be the person he's going to be 20 years from now,
right? And
on
now,
the first date,
that's another subject, because what I'm also hearing, a lot of men are just not being honest. Like, if you know that you're a man who is not slated for monogamy, you are not looking for a monogamous relationship. You know you got 4 or 5 already in the back. Then don't present yourself as somebody that's looking to settle down,
right.
be in a monogamous relationship with
right.
this one woman.
Right.
Give
right.
it to her real
right.
day one.
Right.
I got a few
right.
in the stable. I would like to add you to the roster. Are you game?
Right.
I'm just kidding.
She might be down. She might,
totally,
be, might be down.
I agree, and I'd say that she is down. I mean, I think the majority, like, you think about all the women who are messing with married men. If they all got together and said, hey, we're the women who like to date men who are already committed, why don't we just get together and marry one guy? Like, five of us get together and marry one guy, and we'll be happy, and we'll be clear about our commitment, about the type of commitment we made. We wouldn't be out of integrity by messing with somebody else's commitment. Mm. Like, I don't see why people don't throw that out there as a real alternative for how they would live their life. And yeah,
you will have some folks hit it. Integrity. Get on board.
Right.
It's all about integrity. Don't lie. Don't cheat. Be yourself and find somebody who's down to let you be yourself.
Yeah, because I think the one thing that I do find myself defending about marriage, everybody has an idea of what marriage is supposed to look like for everybody. And I think it's only when you get into it that you realize it's really individual to the couple. It's the two people. You construct your commitment. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have an understanding between your husband and yourself, or your wife and yourself, and whatever you two can agree upon and live with, then those are the terms. Mm-hmm. You know, but it's not the same for everybody. It's not the same across the board. John, what do you think about that? Oh, I'm sorry, Shayna.
Well, I was just going to say that I think part of the problem with marriage right now is that there aren't a lot of examples out there that people can follow. Like, true. For me, I don't really have a good example of what a good marriage is, so I don't have anything to compare that to. I think that's one of the problems. And then to piggyback on what you said, I think equally women have to pay attention to the guy that they're interested in and understand who he is as a person, because just because you want these things, this commitment, that doesn't mean that he wants it. And so I find a lot of women trying to make something out of nothing because that's what they want, not necessarily what their partner's interested in.
True. Good point. And I'll say, as you know, as the resident queer person on panel, you know, along the lines of male and female, the universality of wanting, first of all, the person that you are attracted to and want to partner with, to be honest with you, is some of the reason why I know some of my lesbian sisters are still single. Because there seems to be this, I don't know, sort of this, and correct me if I'm wrong, this new sense of it's okay for me to go ahead and get a little head on the first date, or even a little cunnilingus. Ain't nothing wrong with a little cunnilingus.
But no comment.
No, what I'm actually saying is that, is it that sisters are single because they have a vision of the relationship that somebody else does not have, or they haven't found that person yet? Or is it that we need to stop buying into this socialized consciousness that John is talking about and say, you know, if a girl is with that, then let her be who she is. Or if a brother's with that, or whomever is getting ready to get down, if that's how you get down, then be grown enough to say that, so we can stop feeling like, especially sisters who are single and want to be in a relationship, that you keep running up against the same shit. You know what I'm saying? Interaction after interaction after interaction.
Well, give us the I'm curious, because I personally, I don't have a lot of gay friends.
Okay.
So I want to know, what does a gay relationship look like? What's the ideal one? Like, do you guys believe in polygamy, or is it?
See, that's the thing. I can really say probably any topic that's going to come up, you know, apart from those things that I think are probably specific to just how women get down in terms of you know, lesbians or whatever like that. But in terms of relationship types of stuff, you know, human beings are human beings. And there are some sisters who might, you know, want to participate in a little polyandry. You know, no, I don't want to just stay with you. I want to dabble here and dabble there. Or you find sisters like myself who are very much committed to monogamy, and I'm not willing to sell it out for sex anymore. I'm not going to tell you that I didn't. Yeah, it was great. But then, you know, there's some other things that have become much more important to me. And so, you know, I don't know if that helped to answer it a little bit, John.
Yeah, so does it parallel? Would you say?
Oftentimes it does.
Your parents, are they still together?
My parents are together.
Now, would you like your relationship to mirror theirs?
I would, in terms of how good of a friendship that they've built. And I think that that is something that a lot of women I know that I've talked to are looking for. It is no longer acceptable for me to get just a portion. I want you as a friend. I want us to develop the richness that has to do with that. And then we can venture into or continue in a relationship type paradigm. So yes, absolutely.
Do you feel, because you seem very intelligent and articulate. Do you feel like I'm guessing there's fewer homosexuals in the world than straight people. Like, it's very hard to find somebody that's comparable to you?
who is at the place.
Because there's so few people to pick from.
Right, exactly. And the other thing is once again, I get back to vision, you know, because I have both straight and, you know, gay friends. And I see a lot in my own personal, you know, small circle of friends, successful marriages that are young, but that are based in this longevity of friendship. So I get a chance to see that, even if maybe I haven't participated, you know what I'm saying, as a dyke in a successful relationship in a long period of time, I still feel like I have examples and that I can still borrow from my straight friends. I don't think that that's taboo. You know what I'm saying? If I'm trying to get the shit right, how is this supposed to be looking? Is there such a thing, you know, as the ideal relationship? You know, what might that look like? And that also lends itself to sisters that I know who have been in relationship for a long period of time. So I think that it's...
I don't mean to sound like an anthropologist, but I'm really curious because, you know, we might as well examine this on the air. So are you you're single right now?
I am single right now.
Now, what happened in your last relationship that caused it to end, if you don't mind talking about it?
I don't.
Hope she's not listening.
Right, actually.
I hope she is.
Right. Exactly. Once again, I think that we were unevenly yoked. I had a different vision of the relationship than she did. And ultimately, that led to infidelity on her part.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, I was like, I got to take my marbles and go home now because this is a deal breaker for me. This is not the kind of relationship that I want to deal with, nor...
Good for you. No, seriously, a lot of people find themselves in that situation and they haven't been there before. And so they'll think, I can stick this out.
You know? Right. Work it out.
However, you right. knew that that's not what you wanted for yourself. And I think with relationships in general, it's about having a standard for yourself and setting it. I really do believe that women teach men, or they tell men how to treat them.
Okay.
I mean, people teach people how to treat them.
True.
You know, like there's
True.
Certain people who I would never cuss around. I become like a 7-year-old kid because
right.
I treat them with so much respect.
Right.
This is my elders. And
right.
there's some women who I would never
right.
say or do certain things with
right.
because I treat them with so much respect. That's just how they treat themselves. And so I just have to say kudos to you for saying, yo, this is a deal breaker. Deuces.
Right, exactly. And I think that that was what kept me and has kept me. I just really don't want it to be, you know, something that is not substantive. I really want it to be where we have a shared vision. Like I see, you know, my layman's do, or, you know, my Hogan Flowers, like I said, both of whom are in my inner circle of friends who were successfully married as far as I'm concerned, you know. But that's part of the reason why, yeah, the demise of the relationship that I was in before, yeah. And I just can't settle for less anymore. And I think I have done that in the past. I think we probably all have done that in the past.
Yeah.
But it ended up being toxic, and I was just like, I have to always vote and champion my healing, so... If that means I got to be single, I'm going to be single.
Do you all mind if I take the conversation in a different direction really quick?
Go right ahead.
Because what's been coming across my computer recently are all these statistics about single, successful black women. Mm-hmm. And there just seems to be a lack of male matches for them. Where are all the good brothers? Please don't tell me they're all in jail. Although I know there is a disproportionate amount there. Mm-hmm. But where are they?
I think that's a funny... I mean, it depends on what you consider to be a good brother and what successful is.
Okay, like, because that is very specific.
Yeah,
so let me
sure.
lay out some criteria. You live on your own. Mm-hmm. In Los Angeles, you have your own car. That's mandatory here. And you work.
Right.
And are self-sufficient. You're not having to borrow money from this person to make the bills. Just those three things. Don't have to be college educated. Don't have
right.
to any of that stuff. Just
I think
live
they're
on your
there.
Own, have your own car, have a job.
I think they're here. We're here in plenty. But women who are successful, who have, like, I had a friend who said to me the other day, oh yeah, she's really she's a real catch. She has 2 degrees and she's a lawyer at some big company. And I thought to myself, why would that make her a catch? You know, like, does she have a good heart? You know,
Amen.
Like, can she cook?
Right.
You know, is this someone who I would want to have kids with? You know,
mm-hmm.
like, but and I think people are glamored by the degrees and the flash and the type of car. Because a brother could have a good job and be pushing, Toyota Corolla.
Yeah, maybe he's frugal.
Yeah.
Right.
And have his own apartment. And it's not in the right part of town, but he's stand up, you know. And so I don't know. These statistics, they really, for me, they would have to factor in what success means to a very a small point.
Yeah, and to those, I mean, those standards alone. You know, I was reading Newsweek. This was probably about a year ago, where it was talking about how it's much harder nowadays for a black man to find a job than a black woman.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We are, mm-hmm. we're just not a very hireable demographic. Okay. They, people don't like us in the office. And even if you look at, like, Fox, where I came from, there's a lot of, you see a lot of black women getting hired on, like, as assistants and stuff.
Okay.
And those jobs progress. You promote out of those jobs, but right. you never see a black man working as an assistant. They don't get hired as assistants, so there's no black men there to move up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And if you look at all the executives, all the black executives, most, you know, a good portion of them or the majority of them are black women, not men.
Okay.
Because we're just not being hired in entertainment, in any field. So, I mean, it's a little bit harder for us.
Yeah.
So to find somebody comparable. And then also, if you look at the black women who have reached that level of success, they've had to be pretty shrewd to get there.
Right.
Because they have a lot of things they have to overcome as well. And that breeds a type of black woman that's not the most attractive to black men.
Mm.
We don't like that strong-willed, I don't need you,
right.
I do things my way, right. I'm the boss kind of black. Black men are not attracted to that kind of black woman.
Hmm. That's a good point. It makes me think of a conversation I had with a couple of, well, one brother is committed, not yet married, and then a couple of single ones. I have one friend of mine say that a successful black woman. Now, this is a man who is quite self-sufficient, but I guess he would be considered blue collar. He's not a suit.
Right.
You know, he works on the road.
Right.
And he said, you know, sisters see him, and because he's not a suit, if they're successful, they're not interested.
Him, yeah.
They don't see him as being comparable, even though, you know, he pushes a nice ride, lives in his own house. The fact that he works with his hands makes mm-hmm. him unsuitable.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing, I'm going to touch on your point, Tash. I had another friend when you were talking about success, and he said, women really think that we're impressed with their accomplishments.
Ah.
He's like, I could give a shit about what school you went to and how many degrees you have. As a man, that does not matter to me. He was like, can you cook?
Right.
Do you keep a clean house? And he was like, a lot of women don't want to get into that. They think that that's not important. And he was like, for men, those things are very important when we're talking about who we're looking for as a wife.
But not just in the domestic things, but are you soft?
Are you
tender, loving?
Sweet?
Are you know?
Mm-hmm.
I agree. Not just the domestic things. They're,
right.
they're important for me, but not. No. But
do you know how to rub
honestly,
feet?
Can you
if
bake
she,
a pie?
I can
right.
clean. So if she can't clean, I can
you got clean.
Clean. Yeah, like
thank
that's not
for
a problem.
That,
I'm
Josh.
Not the best cook, and so I would need someone to supplement, you
right.
know, my cooking skills. But I do think it's important, like you said, the type of black woman who becomes successful, and like the defenses you have to naturally put up in
right.
a world that's, you know, averse to seeing a black woman,
mm-hmm.
you know, climb
mm-hmm.
the corporate ladder. But then also, you made a good point about assistance on a Fox lot, and. You know, I have to think about part of there is something that is incongruous about a black man being an assistant, because you are someone's $2 whore when you're an assistant, especially
okay.
in entertainment. There's a lot of gophering and a lot of like, go do this, go do that. And, you know, there's a part of you that can just be like, kick rocks. Like, and so I could see where there is a, you know, where a lot of brothers just aren't interested in, you know, they want to start like, yo, I can run this. Like, they want to start.
And many of them can.
Yeah, many of them can. Absolutely. But to be in the loop and to get the connections and to have the Rolodex and be able to call people instantly and have your call picked up, it requires being an assistant and like being known through so-and-so's office. And then all of a sudden, oh, you know, they got promoted. They're now a junior development in Fox. So,
okay.
you know, it requires, a, you know, just really staying in your lane and playing and playing, you know, playing your game until you continually rise up.
Well, John, let me ask you this. How long have you and Kiana been together?
Well, we've been married almost 3 years.
Okay.
I think we were dating for like 4 years before that, so about
seven years.
But I've known her since 97.
Okay. Okay. And see, Chris, I've known Chris since 1993. We've been together 10 years.
Since high school.
Since junior high.
Oh,
and
wow.
married five. And so I think the types of relationships that we have where people come together when they're real young and don't have anything on both parts mm-hmm. and then actually work together to, right. to acquire something, that's phasing out a little bit. You don't see a lot of folks hooking up real young and then like staying with it.
True.
And so that's changing, I think, how people are marrying and staying in long-term relationships because they're not doing it. They're not getting together in their early 20s or mid-20s anymore. Everybody wants to just stay single for a little bit longer.
I think everybody's really trying to work. They're trying to build themselves up. They're trying to get their careers on track.
Mm-hmm.
And during the recession, it's a lot harder to get your career on track, so you're pushing marriage back even further.
True. Yeah. Well, the irony is they're doing that because they think it makes them more attractive.
When
if they were just, you know, there's so many other
characteristics. But as a man, that does make us more attractive.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. But I guess the problem is the amount of single women who are quote unquote successful that, you know, I guess they were building up their dateability without realizing they were doing the opposite.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
Can I just say that a job is a job?
Right.
First off, like, be thankful he has one.
Right.
I think a major problem with relationships is gender roles.
Hello. Thank you.
People are into playing these roles where women have to do this and that and the other, clean whatever, the domestic stuff, and
right.
the guy is the breadwinner. Okay, well, maybe the woman makes more money or, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. is able to be the breadwinner.
Right.
Why can't the male be more the domestic? I don't see a problem with that. So I think that's a major issue, too,
yeah.
that women want to be taken care of. And it's like, well, you're hollering about how independent you are and how you can take care of yourself, so why don't you do that?
Mm-hmm. Right, because the thing is, couples, at the end of the day, each couple needs to play to their strengths.
True.
I think about my in-laws as an example. Now, my father-in-law was a six-figure exec for Sony. Mm-hmm. But he also cooked dinner because he liked to cook. Mm-hmm. And my mother-in-law was not a cooking person, but she's a math whiz, so she balanced the books.
Mm-hmm.
And there was not an issue there. There was not a question of who was in power. It wasn't even an issue. Mm-hmm. They just played into their strengths. And like you, Shayna, I did not come up with an example. When my mother remarried, I have the greatest stepfather in the world, and my parents are best friends.
Here, mine too.
Anything... That's what I took away from their relationship is that whoever I'm with long term needs to be my very best friend. It needs to be my buddy. We need to be able to hang out and laugh together and have fun. And Chris and I have that. As far as the dynamic of the relationship, we played our strengths.
Yeah.
We go to where we're strong. It just so happens, lucky for him, I love to cook.
Right.
Lucky dude. Because he doesn't cook. You right. know, and so I get to do that. But we, you know, we played our strengths. That's my point. In summation, because we'd have given these people a good half hour of stuff to listen to.
Right on.
That's okay. No, it's all good. I got a feeling they're not going to check out on this one. It's a good one.
Absolutely. I'd like to just say, you know, in summation, that gender roles definitely are something that come from my very socialized paths, both men and women. And it does play itself out in ways that may not necessarily be conducive to successful relationship. But I think that in my effort to stay in this game the right way, I'm looking for a solid partnership. And that right there, I think, is something to work for. It doesn't matter where you're getting down on the sexuality continuum.
Submit, women. Listen to your man. He's right.
They hate that word.
Submit.
Sure do.
Here we go.
I would just have to say for everybody to be true to yourself and what you want and be honest and look for that.
Mm-hmm.
You fall in love with these ideas of who the person is instead of getting to know who they really are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you mess up.
Speak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Shayna hit it squarely on the head. Know who you are. Know that as a woman, you do have an internal clock. And if you say you do not want to have kids, make sure you're really clear about that. And you're okay. You're going to be at peace with that.
Right.
And, you know if you... I mean, it's... Just know who you are. Like,
mm-hmm.
just know what you want. And don't feel the pressure just because everyone else says to get married that I have to get married, I have to
That's
have
true.
This. It's about you. Just whatever turns you on, just go ahead and do it.
Yeah. And no matter what scenario, marriage and relationships, any relationship takes work. So don't expect
right.
the situation to just be absolutely effortless. Be real. Thank you for joining us tonight. We will see you next time.